let us start again the sugya on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Kol halishkais shahoyu b'migdash lehoyu lehem mezuzah, chutz milishkas pahedrin shahoyu bo beizdire lekoyin godol. Lishkas pahedrin had a mezuzah because this was a beizdire for the koyin godol, the zayin yimei prisha. That's what the Tanakama holds. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi kama lishkais hoyu b'migdash shahoyu lehem beizdire. There were other lishkais, as Rashi brings down that there were the Shemrei HaMikdosh used to live there. Lehoyo lehen mezuzah. So this criteria of Beis Dire, which in Yesod was a Beis Dire's Aroi, says that's not a Mechayev in mezuzah. Elo lishkas parhedren gzeira hoyso. The reason there was a mezuzah by lishkas parhedren, that was because of a gzeira, and Rashi brings down that people should not say that this is a beis asurim, and so therefore they put up a mezuzah. That's others say as the kvoidei shel koyin godol. So the Gemara says, "My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that there's no chiyuv mezuzah on the lishkas parhedrin? Ayla ma'ase there was a dira there of the koyin godol." Omar Rabbi Kasova Rabbi Yehuda Kobayu Shane Osu Limoisa Hamo Vlimoisa Kshomim Ene Bayis. A bayis that's not Osu to live in the whole year doesn't have a chshivas of a bayis. So since this Lishka was only made for the Kohen Gadol to live in 7 days, wasn't available the whole year, so it's not a bayis Osu Lidira Kolashana, so it doesn't have a shame bayis. Eisvei Abaye, how could you say does never shame bias? Vaksivi Kesi, Beis Achayref, Al Beis Akayet. So you see that there's Beis Achayref, which is also a bias that is not Osi Ladiris Koloshone, Vafal Piken, it has a shame bias. Omalei, so Rabbi answered him, Beis Chayref, or Beis Chayet, Ikri. That is a shame levai, it's not called a bayis tam, it's called a beis chayref, a beis kayetz, a bayis tome lo ikri. But by mezuzah, you need to share a shame bayis tam. A bayis tam is only a bayis that one is able to live there the whole year. Eisvei abayis, a bayis another kashem, an rabbi. Sukkos achag bechag, rab Yehuda mechaye, vachachomim poitrim. Sukkos Achag, Rabbi Yehuda was Machayev and Mezuzah, Nechom and Patev, and Mezuzah Betoni, Yaloh. We learned in Abarais, Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, Be'irev, and Be'mezuzah, Be'mais, Hez, Atayras, Bayis, Begabi, these three in Yonim. Now, according to you, you just said that a Bayis that's not Osui, Lodo, Boy, Kol, Hashanah, doesn't have a shame Bayis. So why is it called a Bayis, Begabi Mezuzah, Begabi Maisa, the Asr Nachotza, the Chitayim Amidarabono. I maybe you'll tell me that Bemison doesn't have a shame bias. No, Midarabono, they gave it a shame bias. So Taisva says Pshat, that Midarabono has a shame bias. So that'll mean as follows. So now will be Chayza will say that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that Alishke is chayiv, will also be midarabonim. Not als shalayimru that it's a beis asurim, no lishka will be chayiv midarabonim. Even though it's not a real bias. Chitayim midarabonim. That's number one. And then Taisus has another problem. This is all negayed, because we'll have Taisus later. Taisus goes back on this Gemara. And Taisus says, and what will be L'chayre de Zastire and the Rabbanon also. Before the Rabbanon said that Lishkas Parhedrin L'chayre is Chayiv b'mezuzah min ha-Teire. And here they hold that a Sukkos Achag is part of Afilu mid-Rabbanon. So Taisva says, because the Dire in a Sukkah is a very aroistic Dire. He goes out on every drop of a pin. If he's a mitzvah, he goes out. Yerduk shomim, v'kahina rabbis. So memela, so that's a real diras haroi. Abolishkas parhedrin, shay besoicha bekviyas, so memela, that's called a diras. So now, we fa'emfeld, according to Rabbi, say Rabbi Yehuda, if Rabbi Yehuda will hold, midarabonon et chayiv v'mezuz, even though it's a diras haroi both, and we fa'emfeld, the Rabbonon, because we'll say that Lishkas Pahedrin is called Adiras Kva, because he's there 7 days, he's taken there, and Asukya, since it's not called even Adiras Aroy. So the Gemara says, but that's not a good teretz. Bishloim me'eirev me'zuzei kolameim me'darabonon. We'll say there's a shame dira me'darabonon. Ela meiser me'ike le'meimel me'darabonon. How could Maisa be chayev midarabonon? Dilme osi lafushim in achiva alaptum in aptur alachio. So can't be chayev midarabonon. So you have to say it's chayev minatoire. So it's chayev minatoire. So that is so you hope shat and Rabbi Yehuda. You said Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't have a shame bias if it's not osi loder boy. Be maisa kayev, it's be maisa chayev. Elo omar rabayim. So now Abaye is chaylik and rabbi, and he says as follows: Bishiva de kulam loy pligi de mechayve. He says, "I have news for you. In the 7 days of that the kain gadol is there, belishkas parhedrin, there's no machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonim. Everyone holds yechayv. Yechayv min atayre." Ki pligi b'shar yemei sashone. The machloikis is the whole year does the lishkas parhedrin need a mezuzah. Rabbonon sovri gozrinin shar yemei sashone oto shive. The Rabbonon hold that shar yemei sashone you also need a mezuzah midarabbonon oto shive. That means if you won't have shayim ha'ishashon, they might pata shiva also, and shiva is chayiv min ha'tayra. Rabbi Yehuda sova loy gazrina. So the whole machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim balishkas parhedrin, is not the shiva shimei aprisha. That yezicha chayiv b'zuzah min ha'tayra. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkas achag is chayiv b'zuzah min ha'tayra. Kol yimei achak, that's called adire. Machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda is, b'shar yimei sashona, if they made a chiyuv mezuzah, even though no one is living there. Let us see what Rashi says. Elam ha-rabai, b'shivas yomim shal prishe loy polig Rabbi Yehuda. Tevadai mechayev dum yedesuki zichachayev. Ki pligi b'shar yimei sashona. Rabbonon sovri gozrinin shar yimei sashon oto shive. So my mail me the Rabbon you have to put on a mezuzah the whole year. Rabbi Yehuda sovra loy gozrinin. Elo lishkas parhedrin b'shar yimei sashon. Hoye lo mezuzah. He's also moide that there was a mezuzah. Kidei shetehei murzekes lochol yoideo kebeis dire gmura. Shlo yoimru. Alokoyin b'shivas yemei aprisha b'veis asurim chobush. So b'emesin, so it comes out, there's a machloikis, why do you need a mezuzah, the whole year? According to the Rabbonon, gozrinin shar yemei sashana oto shivas. So they made a chiyuv mezuzah, Shaya Moshe Shana Oto Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Gozrinen. They want Goyza. No, the only Chayev out Gzeire. Gzeire Shalo Yoimru that it's a base Asurim. Perhaps there would be a Machloikis. I mean, L'chayre, it's very difficult. So, both of them hold that midrabbonon, you need a mezuzah shayim ha'isashone. He says, al gzeire, such a gzeire, he says, al tzadifin gzeire. Perhaps the nafkamina would be if you make a broche when you put on the mezuzah. According to the Rabbonon, this Mokim is Chayiv v'Mezuzah mid the Rabbon, even though no one's living there, but they said that a place that you live, a Mikzah Shona, is Chayiv v'Mezuzah a whole year, because if you won't put on a Mezuzah the whole year, you won't put on the Mikzah Shona. So they were, it's mid the Rabbon, it's Chayiv v'Mezuzah. So they are Mekoymes, that's Chayiv v'Mezuzah mid the Rabbonon. So lachay you can make a brocha, shekit shana mitzvahis mitzvahna likboi mezuzah, eichan tzivonu lisosu. The Rabbonon said this mokim is chayab in mezuzah mid the Rabbonon. The Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Emerson, there's no chayab mezuzah on the mokim. They wanted, the mokim is not chayab in mezuzah, no, shalo yoimru, al koyim b'shiv yishimai prishim b'yisasurim chovish, so you put on a mezuzah. So the mezuzah is out, it's a maras ayin the kedin, that it shouldn't look like a prison. But there's no chiyuv in mezuzah be'etzem. It could be dachsamer, it's brought down, not mistaken. In Simen Tov Rei Shayin Aleph, it says that chotzo sheyesh loy beis psochim y beis ruchayis tzorech lahadlik b'shteyim. By Ner Chanukah, you have to be madlik in both ruches. Why do you have to be madlik in both ruches? From Ner Hachshad. Because people will be choshet him, that they'll think that he wasn't madlik, they'll think he belongs to two people, or they think he wasn't madlik. So the Rambam says, we madlik bebeis psochim, einim avoy krak be'echad behem, b'sheini madlik b'loy brochim. So lechayre, the svar of the Rambo is that in one there's a chiyuv hadlokas nechanike. So he's mechuyev to my madlik with a brocha. The second the chiyuv is out, it's out chshav, out v'yisem nekiyim. But there's no chiyuv nechanike. I was madlik nechanike already. It's a different mechayev. So if it is a marasayindike chiyuv, you don't make a brocha hadlik nechanike. So could be. Is also the same thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chiyuv is not chiyuv. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. They're not living there during the year. You want to put up a mezuzah? No one's living there during the year. So the whole thing is a pesazah marasayin. If it doesn't have a mezuzah during the year, someone passes by, so it looks like a beis asurim. So that you're just putting it up al marasayin. It shouldn't look like that, but it's not. It's not. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. Bad. So I follow me the rabbonon. So get the marasayin, so it could be, you wouldn't need a brocha. Could be that's the difference. That was Abaye's shtik teirem. He says, so bekitzer, Abaye said, Abemis and Diras Arai, both of them hold that, the Zachiyu Mezuzah, the 7 days that he's there, the Zichachiyu Mezuzah, the Shaila is the rest of the year. The Rabbonon held that with the Rabbonon Yechayv, there were goyse the rest of the year up to the 7 days, and Rabbi Yehuda told that they weren't Machayv, no, only als Shelo Yomru, they said that you should put on a mezuzah the rest of the year. Om Alei Rovim, Vosukes HaChag B'Chag Tonim. So Rovim asks the Kashe, Vosukes HaChag B'Chag Tonim, Upotri Rabbonon. Alma b'shiva nami kilaman the pot. What are you telling me? You're telling me that what in the adira of 7 days is adira that's mechayev b'mezuzah. And here, the whole machlokes is if there's a chiyuv mezuzah the whole year. We had vasukas achag b'chag. The rabbanon say you're potter from a mezuzah. So why did the rabbanon hold you're potter from a mezuzah? L'chayre, it's What is the 7 days of Sukkah different than the 7 days in the Lishkas Parhedra? Elo Amarov. So Rov is Chaylik Anabaya. Bishar Yemoy Sashone Kol Alma Loi Pligi Depturim. That first you said, that you said that the whole Machlekes is Bishar Yemoy Sashone. No. Bishar Yemoy Sashone is no Machlekes whatsoever. Kol Alma Loi Pligi Depturim. There's no Machlekes. You see Chapote. No one lives there. Sarosi ledira b'shayim ha'ishashone yapot. Keep ligi b'shiv. The machlokes is in the 7 days. V'sukya time alachud v'lishka time alachud. And in the 7 days, there's now a machloikes by suke, and there's a machloikes by lishke. Suke time lechud, Rabbi Yehuda le time. The omar suke dires kva beinom, Rabbi Yehuda hold suke dires kva beinom. Umechaive b'mezuze, so the dir of suke is a dir similar to the dir of abayis. It's a dir as kva, mechaive b'mezuze. So therefore, mechaive b'mezuze. Berabon, ole tamay, domo suke dir as aroi b'inin, v'loi mechaive b'mezuze. The dir of suke is a dir as aroi. So memele, that's pshat in the machloikes, by suke sachag b'chag. Each one is also a tamei, a gong l'shitosa. The lishka, taime lochot. And by lishke, the zachiv mezuzah or not, is also. Rabbanon sov ridira bar kocho shmo dire. If a person is living someplace, he's forced to be there, that's also called adire. Abiyudis sov adire bar kocho lo shmo dire. If he's forced to be there, that's not called adire. So le chayre shouldn't be mechuyev. Mit rabbonen udetkinu lo, mit rabbonen said put up a mezuzah, lo yoimru kain godol chovish beveis asurim. Mit rabbonen people who say he's in a beis asurim, it's a pchisis, a covet for the kain godol. So therefore they put up a mezuzah mit rabbonen. So according to Rove, the whole machlokes is b'shive, And there's two separate machloikas, and by sukkah there's a machloikas, by sukkah there's a machloikas, if it's a diras arei, a diras kvam, Rabbanon hold it's a diras kvam, Rabbanon hold it's a diras arei, that's why Yepoter, and Rabbi Yehuda hold it's a diras kvam, and now here's a dira bal kolcho. Here is Adira Bal Kolcho by Lishkas Parhedrin. So Mamela Rabbi Yehuda's Adira Bal Kolcho is Potter, and Yoni Chayev Shalai Yoimru, and the Chamom Adira Bal Kolcho Shmo Adira. Let us see what Rashi says. Kibliga bishi ve bain belishke bain besuke va poita kan mechaif kan vechlifu devreye. Besuke taim alochut, rab yudala taim mei, da omar ba mesecha suke diras kvahi. Where do we see rab yehuda ota sa diras kvah be hirshir suke gavoye maesre mame? The first mission in suke, shayna ruya li osa is alaba mechitzes kvah. Here you need kviyastike mechitzes in order to support it. Hilkach, Bayis chashiva na milenye mezuzah. So this has a chashivas of bayis. Let us, before we see the taisvas in, let us see the beginning of the bottom taisvas yishonim, which is mamish pshat in the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda sova dira bal kolchei lav shmei dira. So Tais says a kasha, so why yechayev besuke, lochayra suke is also dira bal kolchei. He has to be in the suke. So why isn't that called a dira bal kolchei? And we'll see the Tais was, our Tais was, which is chaylik and rashi, uses this for a good smell. Tais is takahalta to dira bal kolchei. But according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv min ha-Toyre, Nesuke, Ayloche, Zadire Balkolche, Vesuke, Lavdire Balkolche, Hu, She'enoi Zoz mi Beisoi, Ve'ishtoi Ubonov Babayis, Vahoylech, Heino Ve'heino. Now, it's very unclear what Taisus is saying. The Sfasema says he doesn't understand clearly what Taisus is saying. But the Rehitas Loshna Taisus, if we won't make any grizen, it would see what this, it would be very interesting. Taisus means to say like this, that, She'einai zozmi beishe, that means when he's in the suki, here it's mafrishin koin godol mi beisei. That means the dira bal kochei is you take him away from his wife, the family. Here ainai zozmi beisei. He's not separated from his family, from his wife. Ve'ishtoi ubonov bebayis. The wife doesn't have to be in the suki. She's put him in a suki. Ubonov, small children, also they don't have to be. And he goes back and forth. When he eats, he eats in the sukkah. After eating, he goes back to the bayis. It's only a din. Achila shin has to be in the sukkah. So like this, the Ramos says one of the reasons that we're not nizer to be yoshin in the sukkah, it's the mitzvah soinish, you go into the bayis. So he's not nishkifelch, there's no dira bar kochach, he's not separated from the bayis. Arrest a moltzeit in the sukkah, mechitaisi, but that's not called a dira bar kochach. That's l'chayre pshat in the Taisus Yeshonim. The Ritva says, Sukkah le mikri dira bar kolchoi, to dor sham im ishtoi ubnei beisoi. They come in, some emailer, so what's this is a gefella chestis? To dor sham im ishtoi ubnei beisoi. So again, he's living together with his family. So the roof isn't so secure. So this is a gefella. Dira bar kochei means like he's in solitary confinement over here by the Lishkas Parhedrin. That's called the dira bar kochei. Lule de Mistafina, I thought maybe you can say a third knage. The Mirosh Shiva is the Chayin Avrocha of Chaim Shmulevit says, he brings a mice in Nach, we find by Shimi ben Geira that, David HaMelech told David that David HaMelech told Shlomo he should asay kechach masay to make sure that Shimi ben Geira will get killed. What was the chachma Shlomo? Chachma Shlomo was he told him he made him swear that he'll never go out of Yerushalayim, and he told him when he'll go out of Yerushalayim he's going to get killed, and thus and 3 years later to Avodim ran away and he went out of Yerushalayim, they killed him. That's a mice in Nach. So the Chaim Shmulevitz is Moira. What was this whole chachma? He says he knows people that never. Yerushalayim is a very nice place to be. He knows people that never left Yerushalayim 20, 30 years. What was the whole chachma? And Takakash and Shimi ben Geirach. I mean, what was two avodim went out? Some emailets. So you put your life into sakone. So he says pshat. He says that was pshat. He says that he made him swear he won't go out of Yerushalayim, and he told him if he'll go, he's going to get killed. So he says that made the whole Yerushalayim a basis. He couldn't live there. That means if he's forced to stay there, he erken sich nicht ausdrehen. That is a beis asurim. So that could be the most beautiful place in the world. He can't stand remaining there. That's called that he's imprisoned. So it could be that's by the Lishka Sparhedrin, the Taka, the Kohen Gadol, that was, he had to stay there. I mean, he's staying there and there was a Prisha Likidushe, but he was stuck there. That was Taka, I mean, he couldn't, Masha'enkein by Sukkah, if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to wash, darf er doch nicht sein dorten. I mean, he's not, it's biyodoi to be there or not. It's up to him. If he wants to eat, gesund to eat. If he doesn't want to eat, it means he's not forced to be there. There are loopholes. To raise the chayis not to be in a sukkah. Could be that's not called a dira bal kochei. Al kaponim, this is Rashi Shita in the sugya. Now, let us see Taisvis. Rabbonon sovri gazrinon shar yemoy sashon. Now Taisus is going in Abayis Mahalach. So Nachamo, let's remind ourselves what's Abayis Mahalach according to Rashi. So Rashi says the Machloikis. That means by Shiva there's no Machloikis whatsoever. Everyone holds that you're Chayiv. B'shayli is B'shay Yemay Sashonim. Rabbonon Sovri Gazrinin Shar Yemay Sashonim. והכי פירושו שבו הויסו דירה שיבה, והכי גזרין אינשאה ימי שושן אותו הנר זיין, this is once been miyashiv the loshon of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, kol alishka yishai b'midah shahayla mezuzah, chutz mi lishkas palhedum, shayi bo beis dira l'koyin godol. There was a beis dira l'koyin godol. So, the l'choyir, according to Abayim, we're not speaking about when the koyin godol is living. We're speaking about when the koyin godol is not living. So, there. So what is shahayla? So he says that's what they mean to say. Since there was a beis dira 7 days of the year, lochi gazrin in shal yemei seshon oto hanachzai. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, in this gzeire, v'leikamo lishkei shehoyu ben beis dira lefomim l'shum tzayich, there's other lishkes that people live, v'velohochi lei gazrin in ben shal yemei seshon oto hanachzai. Why do you say the same thing by other lishkes? Other lishkes, they lived there a few days and they weren't mechayev and mezuzah. Elo lishkes pahedin gzeire. Als wat, als ik zei, schla jemru, dat is chobisch bewezen zo. Vrecht toch thuis wees. Aval gav del rabbonen nam ik zei, hoise. Al kon niet van ons dus was ik zei. Ki de berisjes. Och ik kom er abjude. Gzeira achit, it's a different gzeira. Not a gzeira of, the way we said, a gzeira of chiyu. It's a gzeira schla jemru. Schla jemru, kein godul chobisch bewezen zo. It's a gzeire shel ayoymru. It's a different type of a gzeire. Rabbonon sovri gazrinon. Rabbi Yehuda sova loy gazrinon. So memele, so now again we're going in Abaye's Malach. So in the rest of the year, that's the machlokes. Rabbonon sova, they were gozer the rest of the year, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, they weren't gozer the rest of the year. Kein hu girsis rashi, u perish de dal adela elkoi, alishkes parhedren, that's going on lishkes parhedren, the rabbonim were goyzer the rest of the year on lishkes parhedren, and Rabbi Yehuda was not goyzer the rest of the year on lishkes parhedren. Bahashte, so now, loitikshi de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Before we were learning that the machlokes was in the 7 days alone. Here and in here, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yoni Chayiv in the 7 days al shelo yomru. And here, Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukasachak v'chag yechayiv min ha'toyre b'mezuzah. So then we had a problem. But now, if we say that the machlokes that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon over here is speaking about the rest of the year. Is vahash the loitikshin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Doho, the mechayim Rabbi Yehuda besuke, vafilu mid the reis is chayim min ha-toyre by suke, mid vachayim b'maisa, hayne b'zayin yemei achak. Here, suke is speaking about in the 7 days. Voho, the potel le'el mid the reis, that what he potel mid the reis by lishkes paredrin, hayne b'shayim maisa shon. Bekashelon. A kaponim von Teisus weiß doch heus, that, according to, I mean, that's the sugi according to Rashi also, that, minateure yechayev heisus lishkas parhedrin also. The 7 days, and the whole thing is what the Rabbanan Geyser, the rest, the Shayim Aishashone. I don't know the whole sugya here in Yuma, but Lechere, Ibeflechelch Lechere, there's a Ha'ore, there's a Machloikis, a Rishainim, if you need Shaloi by Mezuzah, does it have to be your house in order to be Machai Mezuzah? Or is a bayis shol, a bayis socha, also chayiv mezuzah min ha-toyre. Others say you don't need beischa because it says derech biyoscha, it's chayiv sador. Others say you need, it means it should be, the bayis should be shaloi min ha-toyre. Halacha, there's a tremendous machlokes. Is maybe later the Gemara will speak about it, about al kaponim, basher usham, we see over here that, I mean, Tosfos takes it on for the Poshet, that, that the Lishkas Bahedrin is Chayiv Min HaTorah. Taisa says klo like that. That the Lishkas Bahedrin is Chayiv Min HaTorah, and the Machlokes is by the rest of the year. L'chayre, it didn't belong to the Kohen Gadol. This, I mean, Afen Shens Neufen, it was Sholoi. I mean, L'chayre didn't have any stocks or bailas in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't his. Bafal Pikein, we see Yechayiv Ben Mezuzah Min HaTorah. Okay, let's go a little further. That's Shitas Rashi. Now Tosfos is going to bombard Rashi. V'koshelon. My itzterech rove lemifrach milishne de bereis. When Rove shlugged up Abaye, he shlugged them up, he said, what are you saying? That b'shiva in the 7 days is no machloikes. We learned for Sukkos Hachag Bichag Toni. Let's be medayik the Loshna Baraisa. The Baraisa says Sukkos Hachag Bichag the Rabbonim Patel. So Mamela, you said Beshiva there's no machlokes. So let's learn Elch the Gemara. So that means like this. If it wouldn't have said Bichag, so Mamela, then I wouldn't have a problem. I can't slug you up. But here it's a Sukkos Hachag Bichag. So the kash is from the Diyuk HaLoshon of the Brais. Dr. Tosfos. Amai v'koshelon, ma yitzach rov, ala mifrach milishne de Brais, diktoni Sukkos Hachag Bichag. Beloi Brais. Don't be medayik the Loshon of Brais. Tikshi lei la abaye mi divrei atzmei. Yishe shlog up abaye mi neyebei. Dechi heichi te loi tikshi de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. What was Abaye's whole terrors? Abaye said like this. Beshive, Rabbi Yehuda is also moide that yuchayev b'mezuzah. The whole shayla is the rest of the year. So this is good geworden. So Abaye had said it. So that's the whole terrors of Abaye. So Abaye said, by Lishkas Parhedon was speaking about the rest of the year. So Rabbi Yehuda holds your potter. He wasn't geyser. He wasn't geyser shara shana otu the shivas yomim. And Sukkah, he's only not speaking about the rest of the year. He's speaking about shivas shemayas chag. So that was Abaye's whole terrors. That Sukkah is speaking about shivas shemayas chag. So let Rav ask him, so if Sukkah is speaking about Shiva Shemei Achag, so why did the Rabbonim Pati? You said, B'Shiva, there's no machloikes. So why do you have to ask him a diak haloshen in the Baraisa? Fregav Abayim inei yibay. Vim kein beloy lishne de Baraisa, de Sukkah sachag bechag. Tikshil Abayim. It has to be Bechag, or else Abaye didn't say anything. His whole teretz in Rabbi Yehuda was that here Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about Bechag, and here Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about the rest of the year. Kasha number one. Ba'oit. Kasha number two. Doiche kulayim, but the whole pshat is shver. Dechikom ala'el v'chiteim amidarabonam. The Gemara before, according to Rabbi, Rabbi had said that the svar of Rabbi Yehuda is you need a bayis shal kol yemei shashon. So Gemara's Takashe, Rabbi Yehuda says that Sukkos Hachag is chayiv b'maisa. It's not a bayis shal kol hashon. V'chiteimo midarabono. You'll say it's midarabono. So now Taisa had explained before, if you'll say, it's a Moshe Kasha Maisa, you can't be Chayim in the Rabbonim because the Moshe of Rush Min Achiv Alapto. But before the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara had a Havamine the Gemara wants to say now that what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you need a Bayi Shal Kol Hashon, that's Minatoy. Midar Rabbonim, you're Chayim, a fellow of Bayi, that's not Kol Hashon. So Tosfos had asked before, so if that is the reason why Sukkos Hachag is chayv midarabonon, because midarabonon you don't need a bayis shel kol hashonah, so lechayre lishkas parhedrin should also be chayv because of this reason, because you don't need a bayis shel kol hashonah. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say that the reason lishkas parhedrin is part of shel chayv midarabonon shel yoyimru that is chavish beveis asurim? Alishkas Palhedrin is chayiv because it's like a sukkah, that even though midarabon and a bias that's not shall call you Moshe Shana is also chayiv midarabon. So Taisus had asked the kasha before, and Taisus said, Einachanami, according to this mahalach now in the sukkah, that a sukkah is chayiv midarabonon, so then a lishkas parhedon is also chayiv midarabonon, not al shalo yoimru, no midarabonon abayish, that's not shall call you Moshe Shana is also chayiv. So Taisvi says, v'chiteim midarabonon, tzrich alameima, then you'll have to say pshat, gzeira otadira gmure. Then you'll have to say pshat that why is the sukkah chayim gzeirot adir gmurim? Koshim kein leil nami belishkas palhedrin nitzarch leforish gzeiret rabbi Yehuda ot adir gmur ki hoche. That Taisha says this before. Vim kein lehavi ki maskone de mafashine mishum shloyeim lo kein godel chobishu. So it's like it's a new mahalach in rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara was flowing with this Malzah Kashi, if I'm for Sukkah, Sukkah is Midarabonim. Now we're saying a whole new Mahalach. Doit, a third Kashi. Igaz Rinen, Belishkas Parhedrin, Oto Dire Gemure. This we mentioned yesterday, Taisha Shishonim asks. Im Kain, Bishal Kol Halishka Isnami, Shahoye Ben Beis Dire, Amailoi hoyolem mezuzah, nizer oto dire gemure. So Taisvis says, so what's from Rabbi Yehuda tak? Rabbi Yehuda said, what is this different than the other lishkis? It's a very good kasha tak. And then according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is this different than the other lishkis? You yourself hold me the rabbon and lishkis parhedron is chayet. Even though it's not a dire gemure, because there were geyser, or not a dire gemure, oto dire gemure, so what is this different than the other lishkas? Miyu ze nuchal yashe. This we could for him for dochi porich. Rabbi Yehuda before asked as follows: Valoi kam lishkos shahoyo bohen diras aroy. There were many lishkos shoy ben diras aroy. Kigoin lishkos shoy yeshayim rem balaylo. The Mishnah in the beginning of Tomid says that they used to be mamed shaymrim in different lishkes in the Beis Hamikdash. V'loi bayoyim shloi hoyo lahem mezuzah. So pshat, and there was no mezuzah. So Rabbi Yehuda asked as follows. V'im isa de bediris aroi kazul chayiv diyeraisa bishaz dire. She's asking on the chachamim. You hold lishkas parhedrin as chayiv mezuzah minatay. Why is it chayim min ha-toyre? Because adir ha-sari is also chayim. Don't need adir ha-shekol yamei se-shon. Im kain, ha-nech nami ne-chayim ve-balelya. So why isn't there a mezuzah balaylo on those lishkes which the shaymrim were there? Ela al-kochoch, so you have to say mika din de-potter. The whole reason lishkes pahedren is chayim gzeiret rabonan hoisu oto diri gemure. That if you'll say this is potter, they'll say Diri Gemur is also potter. V'hach dohoyo bo dire zayin b'yemome v'lelye. Lishkes parhedrin, that al kaponim, there were 7 days. Day and night, there was a dire mechalfe b'dire gemur. There they made a gzeira. A person living there can say this, 7 days, 7 nights. And you're part of a mezuzah, so people won't differentiate 7 days, 100 days, 365 days. People won't differentiate already. So therefore they had to say that that midarabonon, if there's a dire of day and night, you midarabon yechayv mezuzah. But this, since they only lived there at night, no one will be machlef this with a dire kavua. Hilkach legozrubet. So this kasha, Taisa says, we can get away with. Voit kasha. Taisa is another kasha. Mai haide porir vasukas hachag bechag ktoni. What was the kasha in Abaye? Abaye said that b'shive there's no machlokes. So Rove asked him, Beshiva is a machloikis, asukas a chag, bechag toni. In the chag, there's a machloikis, the chaman poitrim. The mashmid leiporich elamidiktoni bechag. So what's the whole kasha? You said b'shiva there's no machloikis. You see, in bechag there's a machloikis. Avo, vayis tachoyis, the have a toni sukes achag stop. What if we wouldn't have this diik? If we would learn that sukes achag is speaking about the whole year, not about shivish shemechag, then lahav a kashaloi. V'amai, tafal pikein tikshaloi, ahudala el, why is the kasha davke if you sukkis achag bechag? Sukkis is a stire to Abaye shtiktoir. Abaye just said that the chachomim were machayiv lishkis parhedrin a whole year because they were geyser a whole year or to shivas yomim. Rabbi Yehuda holds on, it's only chayiv shivas yomim. But the rabbanu were machma for the whole year. So now, l'chayre sukkis achag should be the same thing. According to Rabboni, you chayev a whole year, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only chayev in chag. And here it says faker, Rabbonim poitrim. So the kasha is not because it says bechag. And if it wouldn't say bechag, and it's talking about the whole year, it's the choychit shver. The hu de la'el machayev Rabbonim v'shayim ha'isa shonim. So and here they patel and here they don't, but they're not mechayev b'shayim ma'isa shana. So Bemisin Taisvus before in Rabbah had asked this kasha. What's the kala? Rabban is also shver. So Taisvus had said v'leimotzi lechalik bein sukkah lelishus parhedron k'may shechalakti lel. Taisvus said before there's a difference. Sukkah the Rabbanon hold is not even a diras aray. Because on every drop of a hatpin, you can trace a chayis from the sukkah. He's a mitztayer, he's potted rains, it potters kaina v'kaina. So that's not even considered a diras aray. And the lishkas paredron is a dira. So he says, al kochach abai v'rav don't hold the shtik teire. Because if they would hold the shtik teire, then kain my porich v'sukkah sachak, so then Rav is kashe fein sich niton. Rav asks a kashe v'sukkah sachak b'chak toni. What's the kashe? Leimo, the rabbonon hold, av gav lishkas paredron, gozrin en afil b'shar yamaisa shone, Yechayiv min ha-toyre shivis ha-yomim, and the rabbon yechayiv ha-hoye, besukkes ha-chag, potri afilu b'chag, mishum desukkel, ech shiv ha-dire, kol ha-hay, kol ishkes par-hedra. That means, if the Gemara now, if Abaye v'Rava now held the svara that Tosis said before, according to Rabbe, so then the whole Gemara finds it in the Tom. El ha-kochacho Abaye v'Rava, less lu-hay svara. This svara that Tosis had said that sukkes ha-chag is much better, then Lishkas Parhedrin, Sukkas Achag is much worse than Lishkas Parhedrin. Abai Barava doesn't hold this. Lachalik ben Sukkah Lishkas Parhedrin. Adrabe, so therefore the Gemara should have asked, Adrabe, Hochi Abba Lamein. So when the Gemara asked on Abai, not the Gemara asked, Sukkas Achag Bechag, and oh, Bechag, it's a cash on you. Should have asked like this. Rabbi Yehuda kashe. The Rabbonon ad Rabbonon loy kashe. What did you answer? The Rabbonon is doch schwer. The mitoich tirutshe shel Abaye shubol letaretz l'Rabbi Yehuda kashe tfei l'Rabbonon midimikore. Because now Abaye made it worse. Abaye shtik teire makes the kashe under the Rabbonon more than before. The afilu beloishinu yedabai. Afilu Abaye wouldn't have said his teretz. Kashe the Rabbonon ad Rabbonon. Afilu ki mekminen lishnei beraisis b'shive. If both are only talking about shive, we also have a kashe. Here the Rabbonon hold by lishkes parhedrin yechayit. Here the Rabbonon hold by suki yepote. That's what ad Abaye. Koshkin la baye da omad rabbonim mechay vila la fila b'shaya ma'isa shone v'ochi potre fila b'chag. According to baye, the kasha of the rabbonon is more. He made the kasha starker. So the Gemara shouldn't have asked the kasha mit adiyek von abaraisa. Gemara said, Abaye, what did you say with your teretz? You now made the kasha and the rabbonon 10 times stronger. He said the Rabbono Machayev Shai Yemois Hashone by Lishkas Parhedron. And here by Sukkah Afilu Bechag they want Machayev. But oi, kiven the Rabbono on the Le'elei Machayevi Ela Mishum Gzeire. Now, one more kasha. Kiven the Rabbono the Le'elei Machayevi Ela Mishum Gzeire. The Rabbono were only Chayev. Machlekes is, you say, according to Abaye, a whole year. In the Shivas, you may appreciate Zichah Chayvim Mezuzah. Now, the whole Machlekes is the whole year. The Rabbonu Bagoyze, the whole year, Otu, the Shivas Hayomim. So, my male effect toises. Keep the Rabbonu, the Lele Machayb Ele Mishum Gzeire. The Rabbi Yudah Le Osel of Lugia Lai. It's not Machlekes. Ele Boho, the Eina Tam Mishum Gzeire, the Shayim Oysoshana Otu Zayim. Ela mishum shema yoimru kayin gadol chavishu. So, the machloikis is not in chiyuv. Everyone holds the whole year it's chayiv. No, the shayla is why you chayiv. They were goyze shayim ayisashona otu shiva sayomim. And he was goyze shema yoimru kayin gadol chavishu. Imkain loy havelay lemeimar b'hai lishne lishkas palhedrin gzeira hoysa. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's chaylik on the Rabbonim, should not have said that b'shar yemois hashona yechayev because of a gzeira, kim de Rabbonim nam gzeira hoysa. Korit Rabban yonso chayev shar yemois hashona als gzeira. Ela boy lelefushe ha gzeira. He should have explained that not the way you say that the chiyuv is als gzeire shayim oyser shana to shiva sayomim. No, this a gzeire shlo yoimru kain godol ala boyle lefushi a gzeire shlo yoimru kain godol chavishu. Ba'oid, another kasha b'chol asforim yishonim shriyisi garsinim b'hu ipche. The gears and the gemore, according to Rabbi, is as follows. The Rabbonon Sovri Loi Gazrinam. Rabbi Yudah Sovri Gazrin. V'nira li kol ha-sugye b'inyinach. So Tosis want to explain the whole sugye in a different mahala. Tahai dekoma v'chiteima mid-Rabbonon. That the Gemara Nomad Aleph had wanted to say, according to Rabbi Yehudah, the chil of Meiser by a suke is midarabon. So the knisel is suke, it's chayav Meiser midarabon. What is the rabon? Hainu mishum shema yoimru hayoyshev besuke v'chag choveshu beveisasu. That the same darabon that Rabbi Yehuda said that Lishkas beisa parhedren is chayav Lishkas Parhedrin is Chayiv Shelo Yoimru. So, for the same reason, Asuke is Chayiv Mezuzah. Shema Yoimru Ayoyshev Besuke Bechag Chobeshu Beveisasu. That was, so it's the same, the Gemara is remaining, the Tam of Rabbi Yehuda is consistent. Shema Yoimru. Now the Gemara is Takashe, Sani Chayiv Mit Rabbonon. So, Mamela, there might come out a kilkul. There might be a kilkul that, will be mafresh naptur alachir. Till Abaye came around. Abaye said, b'shiva kulam elei pligi, bein belishke, bein besuke. B'shiva sayomim, they both hold that you're chayiv. Ki pligi b'shayim mois hashonim, bein belishke, bein besuke. The machlokes is b'shayim mois hashonim, bein belishke, bein besuke. Rabbonon sovig leigas rinon, Rabbonon hod leigas rin, hochi perush. Gabi lishka, chutz mi lishkas palhedrin, sheboi hoi sadirim. Besides, lishkas palhedrin, sheboi hoi sadirim means, perish bisho sheboi hoi sadirim. That means that they weren't geyser during the year. Besides, when there was a dirim, that was in the lishka. Deine kol zayin v'su loy mechayv midaraisen. Deine kol zayin v'su loy mechayv midaraisen. That means the Rabbonon only said, Rabban never made a chiv, midarabban. Min ha-toyre yechayiv kol zayin, and that's it. Ha-vegzeire l-rabban no less. They don't know the vegzeire. So me-meila ba-lishkes pal-hedrim, the shivis ha-yomim, is chayiv min ha-toyre bin ha-mezuzah. The rest of the year, is potel le-gamri. Omar Rabbi Yehuda le-ditchu, according to the mrisa, the whole zayin mid-ha-raisa, le-kamo lishke shoyim ben beis diris aroi kazu, according to you, if such a dira is a mechayev, a dira is a roi, so what's with the other lishkas? Elo, lishkas polhedrin, so Rabbi Yehuda is choylech on them. Elo, ni hold, I mean, a Torah, there's no chiv whatsoever. A lishkas polhedrin, zeyra hoise, shlo yoimru, kain godru chovish. Lishkas polhedrin was a gzeyra, shlo yoimru, kain godru chovish. Vekiv in the mayhu taimahu, since the time was Shalayimru, so therefore they needed a mezuzah the whole year. Ki heichid tefarsim milse lekol the diramal yisiv olayimru kain gadol beisasurim uchavish. So if the time is Shalayimru, so then you have to keep on the mezuzah the whole year. V'gabi suke nami shibedacha kol amalei pligi dechayim. Now let's go back to what Abai said. By Sukkot is also a machloik is the Shiva Siyam. Le Rabbona midarait, Sadira Saroi, Yichai Minatir. Rabbi Yehuda midarabon, Rabbi Yehuda holds this, Dira Saroi is not Chai Minatir. Le Yichai midarabon, Kamei le Gabi Lishas Paredrin, Yochayev, Shlo Yaimu, Ki Pligi Bishayim Ha'isashon, Rabbona le Gozru Shayim Ha'isashon Ha'atochak, Shayim Ha'isashone is part according to the Rabbanu. There was a Gzeire Shayim Ha'isashone Otochad. Just like there's no Gzeire by Lishkas Parhedron. Rabbi Yehuda Gozer, Shlayim Ha'yesh B'sukah B'chag Chovesh B'Yisrael Surinu. V'yesh B'dobo G'nai U'Bizim Mitzvah. V'nire Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matriach Yisrael. V'choyv Shon B'Veisa Asurim. Ahochi chayeves b'mezuze kol ha-shone lefarsay madove shiye nire la-keil kemoi dire cheshuve. Bechlal, it's very interesting. It's a mordek a modne musik that people could be thinking that the whole Indian of Sukkah is a chavishe beveis asurim takes away the whole simchas achak. You're forced to be here. They put up a mezuzah, but if there's a mezuzah on the sukkah the whole year, so the whole outlook on the sukkah is different already. That means the hergeshim of a person are very much dependent on his outlook. If he has a bright outlook on it, so he can accept everything. If he has a bleak outlook, it's terrible. So the mezuzah and the Pesach HaSukkah gave him a different outlook on the whole sukkah. This is a bias cheshuvah. This is a mezuzah the whole year. So Mimele, now let us come back to the Gemara's kash. So the Emerson, Abaye had said, there's this same machloikis, Sai by Lishkas Parhedrin and Sai by Sukkah, that by Lishkas Parhedrin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you chayiv the whole year, shalo yaimru. According to the Chachamim, you only chayiv the shivas hayomim. And by Sukkah, the same thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you chayiv the whole year, shalo yaimru. Hayeshe b'sukkah b'chag chobosh b'veis ha'surim. And according to the Chachamim, you only chayiv shivas meyachak. Frek the Gemorim, Sarov es. Vasukas achag bechag toni. So the whole kasha was from a diyak haloshin. The machloikis is not the whole year. Bechagufa, this is a machloikis. So the whole kasha, I could only ask this kasha from a diyak haloshin of the barais. So now Taisva says, Bechainlin yemaisa. Now Taisva has another problem. The Gemara before had said that you can't say yechayiv with Maisa Midarabonon, because then it'll come out a kilkul. It'll be mafish min aptur alachiv. So Taisa says, now it's very good. V'chein li yemaisa mechagam midarabonon, bein bechagam b'shayim maisa shon. Leitik shedul mosel aptur alachiv. Tahani mili, when is there such a kilkli imrin and le mechai ve ela bechag beidne de isbei dir? According to the havamin of the Gemara, that you only chayev bechag when he's living there. Is neichish, then it's all to make a toys. Do mosi lemiti. People make a toys. Kimin ul chazla mechai ve ela behishaite when he's living there. So now people won't know that this dir is only a dir at the rabbonim. They'll say that it's not a real dir, it's only shalayimru. They'll say the hostel maybe the dir gemuri, the raise. They won't know to be mafchen. Only when he's living there, so they'll be told it's a real dir. So then they'll be mafresh in Naptur Alachi. Aval hash to the machai will have fulla bishayim ayisushana when he's not living there, they'll like a dir baklal. Akal yayim the rabbanu the chayim lovel ayosil emite. So they won't make any tousim. Sagt die Gemara weiter, man tana lo de tana rabbonon, kol ha-shorim, shoyu shom, Rashi says, kol sharei mizrach azore, in the base of Migdash lo yhoyo lo hem mezuzem, did not have a mezuzem. Chutz, mishar nikne, the goyin is goyish, shar hamayim, that did have a mezuzem. Shlifne, mimenu lishkas palhedrem, because this was a knise, the Shalnikna, the Shalmain was a knise to the Lishkas Parhedrin, so Memela, they put a mezuzah on the Shalnikna also. So according to the Rabbonon, that Meikar Adin, Lishkas Parhedrin is Mechuyev, Adire Bal Kochesh Modire, so Memela, this is Mechuyev in mezuzah, so Memela, the Shal, that was a knise to this shah is also chai b'mezuzah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shah is also a part of Mikradim. The only reason that you put up a mezuzah is shalai yaimru. So finish, so there you have a mezuzah, shalai yaimru. Not a chiv atzmi, it's a shalai yaimru de kechiv. So memele, so the shah nikna, which is no, the shah nikna should be part of. Lema boni v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, di Rabbi Yehuda hi guf v'gzeire, shalai yoimu v'ana neikem v'nigzer gzeire l'gzeire. Also, zavolotayim Rabbi Yehuda, kula chode gzeire. That's a kelvon that he wanted to ensure that people shouldn't say that lishkas parhedren is a chavishe beveisa yisurim. So they said that it should have all the tzuris of adira gemure, and even the knise to the sharnikne, to the lishkas paradon, that means the sharnikne also is chayiv b'mezuzah.